Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have with me Jill Dane, number one love psychic in the United States. She has been around since she was little, young, giving these psychic readings that are so powerful. I was fortunate enough that I got to meet her between 3 and 4 years ago. And just a powerhouse. And she was on last week, if you want to listen to the archives and get answers that way, more about her. But promise to come back on this week and just take calls and just get your answers. And I am just so excited that she has volunteered to do that for us. So you can call in. And Don, what's our number? It is...
All right, our number is 888. If you want to call in, it's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Feel free to call in and use that number, and we'll get your call. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Don. So I have some emails to go through that we started with. Beata Loring called in and wants to know that the hurricane right now looks like she's going to be right in the path of it. And she has some rental properties that do summer rents, you know, where people come in. And she's just wondering if in Cary, North Carolina, if all of her properties are safe.
They're safe. I was on a show before the hurricane even was coming to even the Bahamas. And I made this prediction last year that I saw a storm for this summer. And then in July, I said, July 29th, I said I saw it coming around August 29th and 30th. So everybody was worried about Florida, and all my people in Miami, I kept saying, I don't see it getting hit. We'll get rain. You won't get hit. But I see the Bahamas underwater. And then I said, I believe in the power of prayer. So I said, let's all pray that it stays in the water at the bad part, like the dirty part stays in the water. And I even posted it on Facebook. And it was like in the water going up, you know, like Florida. And, you know, we got some winds and stuff. But, you know, I was worried about the Carolinas. That's the only part that I was worried about, that I kept saying I'm worried about the Carolinas. So as long as your property is not near the beach part, then you will be fine.
It is near the beach part, some of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she was worried.
Yeah. I'm still not so worried. Worried.
Great. When she listens to this, she'll be so relieved. We have Rhonda on the air. Rhonda, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And our guest is Jill Dane. What question would you like to ask Jill? We've got Rhonda from New Mexico. Okay.
We've been engaged for one. I sold my home in the Midwest to help him with his home he was entrusted with the 3rd of July this year. And within 10 days, he became very angry and wouldn't calm down, so I left. And by the end of July, I was homeless. I'm now living in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Is there any hope? Yeah, it's been a traumatic July's Mercury retrograde was really powerful.
Yeah, this was the worst retrograde for relationships. And
okay.
The worst. Everything, you know, went backwards for a lot of people. And you always count, remember that when it comes to Mercury retrograde, you always count 2 weeks before the shadow effect and 2 weeks after. It's a very big shadow effect. But it's time to close the door and move forward.
Time to close the door on what?
It's time to close the door and move forward. You moved to Mexico?
I did.
Okay,
I moved to Mexico.
I like that. What's your birthday?
My birthday is 10-11-52.
Talk about spiritual. Hello.
Yes.
Who's the intuitive one? You. You're intuitive. Always go with your, we were talking about this with the other show, go with your first intuition, you know. What was your first intuition when you went with this person that you were engaged to?
That he talked a lot about himself, but that he was a good guy.
Where is he right now?
He's still in North Carolina. So I'm wondering if there's any hope for our relationship. And if, you know, if not,
Like I said, you know, and I'm not being mean or anything, but it's time to close that door and open a new door.
Okay.
Because if you try contacting him again, you know, you trying to pursue it, this is only going to be an emotionally, mentally roller coaster ride, you know, and I don't see it. I don't see a happy ending. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I know it may not be what you want to hear, but I, in my eyes, I think this is a blessing for a new door to open for you. Okay.
Okay. It's real hard because I've been caretaking and, you know, I love him, so it's been very difficult.
I know. It's hard. You're human. And I said that too. It's, you're human. Anybody, you know, when you love somebody and you've taken care of the person and, you know, it's hard and you're used to the person, it's hard to walk away. But on a good note, allow someone to take care of you. You don't know what that's like because you're the one who's always trying to fix things, you know?
Right.
Trying to take care of everybody. And you see the good in it. And, you know, I'm not saying he's a horrible person, but, you know, in my eyes, you're going to close that door. You're going to close that door in time when you're ready.
Okay.
Because I really just don't see this working out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And do you see me in relationship with somebody else anytime soon, or?
I wish I could say anytime soon. I'm looking a few years down the road. I like if I could say a Gemini coming in, and you know what a Gemini is. I don't even have to tell you a Gemini. But then again, how can I? You know, then again, you know, there's so many variations to a Gemini because there are some people that have three planets in their sign that could be Libra, and they're more Libra than they are Gemini, right? But I see a full-blown Gemini coming in. I see
a full-blown
Gemini that's going to want to take
part. I'm a full-blown Libra.
Yeah, you're a full-blown Libra, right? So, but this is going to be a full-blown Gemini. So when that person takes charge, they're going to be like, what are you doing? That's me. you know, you're taking my space here, you know? So, but you're going to see one who's going to be strong, you know, stronger than you. And you're going to be like, wow, this is different in my life. You know, my whole life, I'm used to taking care of everybody, my whole life.
Right.
You know, not just this gentleman that you were asking about before. You know, used to taking care of everyone, you know. And,
Everyone.
So it's going to be a nice change when someone's going to take charge. And in a nice way, not a mean way, in a very nice way, calming way. And you're going to be like, wow, you're going to sit back and you're going to say, I don't know what to do. Wow, this is too good. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the good note. So I want you to look forward to that, okay?
Okay.
I want you to look forward. And I like the name Johnny, so remember that, Johnny.
Okay. I will.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Be happy. I said on the radio before, on the old show, on the other show, that the hardest times when you're split from somebody is going to sleep at night and waking up in the morning. So try to keep yourself busy. Start writing, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I've got a roommate coming, which helps me afford being here, so that'll be interesting. Yeah. I haven't had a roommate for years.
And keep yourself busy. Keep yourself busy. Yeah. I don't care if you walk the beach. I don't care if you, you know, things that doesn't cost money, you know, do things, get out. The best is to exercise in my eyes. You know, that's so good for the body, mind, and soul, is exercising because you're like getting that pain out of your body.
Yes, and what about career? Is it in, I've got biofeedback, feng shui, interior design, I'm an artist.
No, you're extremely artistic. You're extremely artistic. And I like the interior design part. I love that. I want you to start using it, you know, and not procrastinate, okay?
Okay.
Okay? You could do several things. You're extremely artistic in many different ways. And I want you to use all of them. All of them. But start doing it. Don't wait like a month. Do it now. Start putting the feelers out now, if I could say.
Okay.
You hear me? Okay. Did you put any applications out anywhere?
No, I haven't yet. I've been just moving into my house, and I've got to go to L.A. in October, and then I was just thinking I could do some training until February, but if I should start right away, then I should get at that, I guess.
Start right away. You could come into my home, let's just say, and you could say, you know what, let's tear this whole thing down. You have an eye, like you have a vision and an eye that I wish a lot of people had when it comes to this.
Okay.
But use your artistic abilities, too, because you're very artistic with it as well. Besides that, that's what makes you who you are. And I feel I feel financially will start picking up in the next, you could say, 4 months. And then you could say goodbye to the roommate, like 7 months from now, okay? Because, like you said, you're not used to having someone live with you. But in a way,
I want to say on the line, please.
I want to say one thing, though. And I hope she's listening. In a way, it's good that the roommate's there for her right now, so it gets her mind off another person. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to really put some parameters here because my whole switchboard is full, so that nobody turns it into a private. Because I want them to call you later, Jill, for a private. But I do want them to get to experience you. So can we please get Shireen on the line? And then Kaylin, hold on. Amy, hold on. Stacy, hold on. We'll get to you. Shireen, it's your turn from California.
Okay.
Hi, Shireen. What would you like to ask Jill?
You know, I'm open to anything. Love, finances, I'm open.
What is your birthday, Shireen?
228-63. I'm a Pisces.
53 or 63?
63.
I'm sorry, I was making you older. I apologize.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. Especially when people think you're younger. Especially when people think that you're at least 15 years younger than you are. So, yeah, I can't do that to you, right?
They do. Thank you. Yes, they do.
They do.
As long as I keep my hairdresser.
Keep the hairdresser, right? And your features, you're unbelievable. You don't need Botox and any of that stuff. You hear me?
No, I don't. Thank you very much.
You don't. You're natural. You're natural. I'm turning more toward the finances, okay? And you're a very creative person too. Like the other person was creative as well. And you have a creative mind as well. I love all these artistic people here I could even feel on the phone as well that are on hold. And with all your abilities, I love next year financially for you. You hear me?
Yay! Thank you.
You need a push. You definitely need a push with finances. So, But it will happen. It will happen. There's like a saying, you may be broke, but never poor. Something always comes back around to help you, you know?
Yeah.
Meaning like you could get stuck and then all of a sudden, bingo, like here we go, something appears, right? And that's you. So if I could fast forward to next year and you see how fast this year is already passing. You know, we're already in September. I can't believe it, you know, but if you fast forward and let's just say next year, even around this time, it's going to happen before then, but even around this time, you're going to be like, wow, what happened? You know, everything's
good.
Coming.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So
yeah.
Yes. Perfect. Don't worry. You're a good person. You're a good soul. Beautiful
Thank
soul.
You. Thank you.
Yay. Love it when she gets to give good information and good news. Thank you, Shireen, for calling in. Much appreciated.
And what about
wish
the love
best
guy?
On
where's
top
the
of
guy?
It.
Jill, where's the guy?
Say it again.
Hello?
She wants to know if you just want to mention when is there a guy coming in and when?
Oh, I thought we're limiting it to one question.
I thought we were, too.
I'm sorry,
and then she's sliding that one in.
Yeah. Okay. We'll slide that in. How's that? Okay? I'll slide that in. Okay. So you see how the person that called before is a Libra, right? This person that I'm seeing is past the Libra. That's a Scorpio. Okay? And right now I'm looking at, for the right person to come into your life, that doesn't mean that you're not going to meet someone beforehand. And what I discussed on the other show is everybody's always on their best behavior. So people think they met someone and that they're the one. So I still see the number three, like three more years for you till I see the right person in your life. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to meet some people before. But once you see the red flags, which you do, it's time to walk away.
Yes.
Okay?
I'm okay with that.
And you've seen red flags with other relationships. People change if they want to change, especially men or women. That's if they want to change. And so if you see something not changing and they're still going on and it's hard because you get stuck, you know, you get stuck into it, I want you to be strong and say, next,
yeah,
okay?
I am definitely that person.
Next, goodbye, next.
I'm better alone than miserable, yeah.
Yeah, I always say the best way to meet people, too, is, you know, I've had a lot of people that have gone online and have met their love of their lives because a lot of people work now and it's the new fad to go online. But also you get to know them and you don't allow anybody, and this is for all your callers too, so it's like I'm answering a question, everyone could get their question from it too. When you go on a date with someone online, you never allow them to know where you live. Because what happens is, let's say the date went sour, now they know where you live, right? Get to know them. I know you. You're like a shark. You're tough.
I'm not even online anymore, Jill, because I had too many catastrophes. So
Wait, I'm going to stop you for a second. Don't go there. You know why? There was this girl named Sherry, okay? And her mother, she went on a site called J-Date. I'll never forget. And she's like, Jill, I've been on this line already 4 years. I'm sick of it, you know? And not everybody meets the love of their life within a year, 4 years, 5 years. You know, I just had someone after 20 years, they're getting married. They're getting married next week in Canada. Okay, and I predicted it 20 years ago about this person. So not everybody meets their love of their life right away. But this girl, Sherry, oh, Jill, I'm so sick. And I'm like, stay on it. Don't get off. I started meeting this doctor. And next thing you know, she's about to get off, and she just said, okay, I'm going to answer a few more, whatever. And she married Mark, who was a doctor, and they got married in Las Olas on the Circle in Florida, and I went to the wedding, and now she has two gorgeous children. So what
Shireen,
I'm saying
to give you good news, I have literally been divorced 30 years as of this month, and so just be thankful you're not having to wait as long as I am, and plenty of other people I know are like that. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Shireen.
Thank you. I know you got to go. Thank you very much, Jill.
You're welcome. God bless you, sweetheart.
Okay. Kayleen from Texas. Thank you for waiting. Kayleen.
I love the holiday.
Hi.
Hi. What question would you like to ask Jill?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and so I was thinking I was calling Sharon to ask about my name. But now there's Jill on the phone, so now I'm intrigued. So I have the name was kind of on my radar, Kaylin J. Kierden. Anyway, I'm changing it, and I wanted to figure out the last name just for some adjectives that I have.
Okay.
Kaylin,
if you would, because I usually am on the first Thursday of the month, but because Jill came in for jet lag from last time, and so she wasn't doing the readings, I yielded. So you can either call in next time, or you can write me at info@knowthename, and I'll be glad to call you afterwards on your name. In the meantime, do you have a question for Jill?
Oh my God, wait, stop.
I want you to tell her the name. I want to hear this. This is amazing.
Are you wondering what I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
The name that I'm... name that I'm choosing is Kaylin, C-A-Y-L-A-N, J. Kidron, K-E-I-E-R-A-N.
Wait, you broke up. Breaking up.
K-E-I...
Hello?
The middle name is K-E-I-D-R-A-N. And then I'll figure out the last name, but it's C-A-Y-L-A-N. J.Kiedran. So it's kind of like two middle names.
Okay, so if you're going to choose
hear
with
anything.
That name,
it's like breaking up.
Just a second.
I have it.
Okay, hold on, Don. If you can make sure that Jill can hear at the same time, we seem to have a little bit of problem on the line. Okay, so Kaylin, it's a very interesting name. Let me tell you what the challenges would be. Okay. One of the challenges is that you're going to learn how to be the one in charge, but in the meantime, you're going to be overly in charge, okay, trying to tell everybody what to do.
Hello.
And on the other hand, you're going to sometimes be under. It's how somebody learns to be in charge. So sometimes they're doing it well, and sometimes they're not doing it well. It does say that you'd be able to do anything you put your mind to, but you're going to be learning about self-confidence, that you don't necessarily have a lot of self-confidence in this name, and you don't get it for a long time. Also in this name, it says that you would be an expert at what you're doing, but your name, this new name that you gave me, would also imply that other people are going to be stealing from you, and they can steal physically, like it's from a rape or your body or your belongings. They can steal mentally, where they can take your ideas, and then they can run with them as if they're their ideas and take claim to them. It also says that they could rape you from spiritually, and so you wouldn't have peace of mind. Okay, so you have a lot of it is leadership in this particular name, and you give yourself some smarts, but you've also given yourself a ton of really kind of heavy karma and challenges.
Thank you. And I already had wrote you later, but I could ask Jill a question if I may still.
Sure.
Yeah. Now I could hear you. It was all broken up before. Go ahead.
Well, listening to the other callers, in the last 3 days, my partner and I are considering separating out. So I'm in a time of just completely cracked open, ready to dig in, look at my parts, and reinvent myself into something extraordinary. But it's extraordinarily painful. And I don't know if we're going to go back together or go apart for a while or come back together or what. I know I have to do my personal work. I'm committed. You don't get opportunities like this very often when you're just completely torn open. Most of the time we just want to chug along and, you know, and get by, but I'm torn open, so it's time to really capitalize on this.
Can I say something, too, without interrupting you? I'm glad it's happening now instead of a year from now. Because a year from now, like you're changing your name, a lot of good things are going to start happening, right? And then you'll be distraught. So this is the time to break away and start fresh.
Okay.
What is it with everyone breaking up? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know,
like,
my
you're gonna
team,
go-
I was just going to interject that my team literally told me that this entire year was all about breakups and breakthroughs. Anyway, go ahead, Jill.
No, it is. It's all, I mean, so many people have been breaking up, even celebrities. are breaking up, who, you know, everyone thought they were going to go and get married and stuff like that, and they're all finding a new path with themselves. They're finding themselves, and I feel you're going to be finding yourself where you're going to say, like, if you were to stay with this person, you would say, oh my God, I may love this person, but I'm not in love with this person a year from now, because you're finding mm-hmm. yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find okay. your life partner later on. You're going to work on you right now, and I see you mm-hmm. working on you, and you have some good things coming, and then you're going to be ready for the right person that's going to be your future soulmate. And a soulmate in life, you can have more than one soulmate, but this will be your soulmate that you spend the rest of your life together with. Okay?
Yeah. Maybe, okay, any timing-wise, I mean, I know I got to work on myself for a while, but...
To be honest with you, I'm seeing 2024 for the right person.
Okay.
2024.
Okay, and I will get back to you on... I did see your email. I'm happy to get back with you after the show. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our next person is Amy. Anna, hold on. You're right after Amy. Amy, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great on this side. Good to hear from you again. What question do you have for Jill?
I am in the midst of moving my bicycle inside the patio. Do you want to take the next caller and come right back to me? Could you do
sure.
that?
I'd be glad to. Okay. Thank you, Amy. Okay, Anna, you didn't have to wait as long as I thought you would. Anna from California, how can we help you?
I just wanted to see, through Jill, what does she see happening in my life between now and within this year, especially with my relationship?
I want you to go get some amethyst. You hear me?
Amethyst? Okay. I always have that with me. Yes.
I'm sorry?
I do have that with me all the time lately.
Oh, good, good, because I see amethyst, and I want you to get some more.
Okay.
Nothing hurts to have more than a few pieces, right?
Okay, sure.
I'd like you to wear one around your neck.
Okay.
Like amethyst necklace, because this is like, this year for you, it's like healing, if I could say.
Feeling?
And healing.
Okay.
Healing. Yes. And also, I mean, a lot of these callers that I keep seeing has to close some doors here and open new ones. And I like new ventures for you, mm-hmm. especially you. Talk okay. about healing. That's what you should be doing. You hear me?
I need you to be doing...
You're good with healing others.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yes.
You're good with healing others.
Yeah. That I do
that
know,
should be,
yes.
That should be your life path.
Okay.
That's something that you should start, like, making a website and start doing, you know, even if it's Reiki, life coaching, you know, you're very good. You're very calming, very mm-hmm. calming with others.
Okay.
Where some people can't tolerate others, you know. But you can tolerate everything.
Unfortunately, yes.
You can, and you've tolerated a lot in your life. You have.
Yes.
And you're very good. You're very good. I honestly, I like you on the West Coast.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm here for a reason to kind of balance something out on the West Side.
where are you located?
In the South Bay, which is in, like, the Torrens by Hermosa Beach, you know, Manhattan Beach.
Oh, you're really? Oh, my God, that's
yes.
where I film. I've been coming out there and filming every month.
Are you
in
serious?
In Manhattan Beach. Yes.
Oh, my God, because I was an actress. I was an actress and a writer, and I used to work in Hollywood and all that, and I've left it for a while to heal myself and a bunch of other things, including, but
that's,
I have all these things, but
I want you to go back. I want you to go back to it, but I also want you doing life coaching, too. Do you
okay.
hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I said everyone, did you hear when, I don't know if you were listening on the line, I said everybody
I
on this line is so artistic. you know, picking up everyone artistic on this line is crazy. You never have all these artistic people waiting on hold. You don't. I have a radio show, and I don't have artistic people, all of them, on my radio, you know, all at once. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I've been going back and forth to Manhattan Beach. That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's why I said I like you on the West Coast. I didn't know where you were, so I love you on the West Coast. So do not move. Do not move. You're in the right
place. Yeah, I definitely don't want to.
And I want you to go back to acting. You're never too young. And you could, besides that, you could be writing movies. You could be writing music even. Do you hear me?
Okay.
You could be writing scripts.
Okay.
Even a sitcom. Do you hear what I'm saying? But I want you doing the life coaching and the healing work on the side.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, you're going to be busy, Anna.
No, this is the time. She's so artistic. Didn't you hear me say all these people online are so artistic, right?
Awesome. Yes.
It's amazing. Are you close to Manhattan Beach?
Oh, yeah, very close, within like, 5 minutes. I mean, I'm there all the time, between Manhattan, Hermosa, Palos Verdes. I live there, so.
That is amazing. I'm going to be back out there next month.
Oh, my goodness. We have to
get
there. Okay.
Right there.
Well, my question would be then, in regards to all this, with my relationship.
Breaking up. Say that again.
I was wondering in regards to my relationship, because that was one of the reasons why it's been such a heavy block on my life, but I want to see, like, what is happening with my relationship with this person I'm involved with, which I don't want to be, and it's a humongous problem for me.
Charlene, can you repeat that? Because it's like staticky. I can't hear the...
Oh, okay. But, no, my name is Anna.
Anna.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but Charlene... Okay.
I can repeat it for her. She wants to know about her relationship, and she doesn't feel like the person's good for her, and what should she do? She feels like it's a burden.
I still can't hear because it's like all static. It's all static, like I didn't hear before the name thing.
Okay, then what we're going to do
now,
Anna?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Now I can repeat the question.
Okay, she's asking about her relationship because she feels like it's a burden, but she doesn't. My understanding is you don't know how to get out of it.
What is the birthday of the other person?
It's 12/7/1966.
And what's your birthday?
7/9/1965.
You're not growing with this person.
I know that.
that person's not helping you grow. It's keeping you back.
Exactly.
This person is definitely keeping you backwards. I don't see you moving forward. And honestly, you have like a plate. It's like you have a plate filled with a whole bunch of all this food that needs to be eaten. And by having this person in your life, and I need to sound negative because each person I'm saying close the door, but it's time to really open new doors too, because this person is just there, you know, and it's not, you're not flourishing. You're not this tree that's branching out where you're capable of branching out. You're just, it's just laying low, and I don't like that.
Exactly.
It's so much for you. You belong on the TV, you belong on the big screen, you belong on the back of it, even writing, even producing, directing, and doing life coaching and Reiki, and it's time to move forward when you're ready.
Okay, and do you see that actually happening somehow for me this year, or?
No, I don't see it this year. Next year.
Really? Next year.
Yeah.
Anna, I want to thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
It's easy to get a session with Jill. You can go to her website. It's Jill, J-I-L-L, and Dane is D-A-H-N-E.com. And it's really easy to contact her there. Or you can go to knowthename.com on my website and just go to schedule. And you'll see on Thursday it says the call-in show, and it gives you all of Jill's information and how to get a hold of her. Okay, thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. Okay, Sharon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, Amy, is this a good time for you now, or am I going to go to the emails that I've gotten?
No, it's a great time. I'm sorry. I was moving my bike, and I didn't want it to be in the way. So thank you so much. Wonderful show.
Yeah, our pleasure. What's your question for Jill?
Why is it all static here again? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, go ahead.
Okay, Amy, go ahead. What's your question?
I am in the midst of a whole new life where I feel like my life has been upside down for too long. I need to fall in love with this person I live in, Amy Kathleen Serena, and I feel so, I have so many things I love to do, and to get me to focus on something, you know, I'm like Alice in Wonderland, and I'm lost in La La Land. What do I need to do to activate my life purpose?
Okay. In time, you're like that bird that went into ashes and you're coming out brand new. And in time, everything's going to flourish. Baby steps. You don't need, the answer is with inside of you. And you don't need to do anything. Let it happen. Let it happen naturally. You don't have to do nothing. Nothing. I like you. What's your birthday?
August 5th, 1962.
You know, you could do anything you want to do. You're one person that could do anything you want to do. Where other people, no. But also, if I could say, I would love you doing writing as well. Do you hear me? Write your thoughts down. Write your messages down. Time and date them. Because there's your answers right there. There's signs all over the place. They give those signs our messages, and follow the signs. You see them all the time. Even when you're writing, you see them all the time. Those are your messages. Those are your answers. Write them down. Okay?
Okay, great. Could I ask one quick question, or are you in a lot of calls, Sharon? I don't want to hold anyone else up.
Go ahead and ask. Go ahead.
Hey, just real quick. I was married to a wonderful man, John Benevania, who passed away. I probably shouldn't have said his last name, but anyhow, John. And he left Earth in 2012, and he's my ex-husband. But I need to let him go, and I miss him, and I love him, and I wish we never, ever parted. Do you have any quick information? You might say something?
Well, first of all, you know, you never parted, okay? Even though he may have passed, heaven is right beside you. Always remember that. So that's why I said pay attention to the signs. You hear me?
Yes.
That person could be messages. Remember I said messages and everything before you even said this. So pay attention to those messages. Those are the signs. Those are going to, it's like he'll help you guide you through and you're going to move forward. You know, just because someone passed, that doesn't mean they're not here anymore. They're always here. Do you have dreams of him?
Yes.
And does he talk to you in the dream?
Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he wants to, like, stay away from me, but he comes over. One time he was laying on top of me, like, trying to do healing work on me, which was funny.
Right.
But we're all happy to see each other.
Yeah, pay attention to those butterflies. <See something.
laughs> Okay.
He's something else. You know, people, and this goes out to your whole audience as well, is that when someone passes away, and I'm going to explain this to everybody so everyone gets this message, our body is a shell. And when someone passes away, the soul leaves the body within 13 seconds. So when someone's sitting there and they're crying, they're basically standing right next to you. Like, right, if you put both your hands out, they're right beside you. And why are you crying? I'm right here. But how they communicate is they communicate through your dreams. Or you could go in the car and you can ask a question and you turn on the radio and you listen to the words, because music is always, that's how they could talk. They can't sit there and say, Jill, I'm here, right? But all of a sudden some strange animal appears, right? Or butterflies or pennies or something falls. But in your dreams, that's where they communicate, and they could come back. They could come back younger. They could come back older. They could just stand there. But that's how they talk to you, and they're telling you, I'm here. So always remember, he's going to help you. He's giving you those messages that I keep telling you about and to help you go.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you asked that question, Amy, so that everybody could hear that answer from Jill.
Oh, absolutely. I like it when we all can live and learn together. And this is such a great show. Thanks for the gift
he
of
was,
having
me. He was a star. And you want to know something? He was like I told the other person that, you know, she should wear amethyst, right? He was like this huge amethyst stone, you know? But he knew how, if I could say, through whatever he was doing to heal others, he did not heal himself, okay? And with you, through his light, through his communication in the dream, he's healing you and he's motivating you to move forward. And remember that you'll get a lot more signs. You'll be paying attention to them now. Pay attention to the numbers. Pay attention to the 111. You hear me? Whenever you see the number 11, pay attention to that.
Yeah, interesting. Because right when you called and I just opened up a piece of mail right when we were getting ready to talk, 444 was right there. And I'm thinking, oh, I got an angel talking to my angel. So thank you.
Pay attention to all the numbers. There's 444, there's 333. My numbers are 222. I'm born 111. I'm born 111. You know, I have powerful numbers. But always pay attention to all those numbers, even if there's 777, you know, 555 should pop up a lot. You know, pay attention, especially 333. But pay attention to those numbers because those are all signs and these are all messages. So when you think somebody is not watching over you just because they're not talking, and this is to all the audience, some people don't get dreams. And the ones that don't, you know, remember their dreams, put a glass of water next to your bed with a pad and a pen and put like a recorder. And when you wake up, look at the water. It's like symbolic. And you'll remember your dream. If you don't remember your dream, spill the water out, pour a fresh glass of water the next night and write your dream down, because that's where communication is. And besides the signs with the numbers and all the symbols. So he gives you messages all the time. Now you'll start paying attention more.
Well, thank you again. Wonderful show as always. And I just really love your voice. Great voice.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Amy. Always good for talking to you when you call in. Our number again here on Know the Name, Know the Answers is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. This is the time. We're a little late for the time, but we've got our minute and a half commercial. Hang on. We will be right back.
Sharon, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I closed on my Oklahoma property
well,
yesterday.
Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our guest tonight is Jill Dane. Now, you can reach Jill Dane at her website, which is her name, J-I-L-L, and Dane is D-A-H-N-E, www.jillmcdonald.com. You can also call her at her office number, 954-964-3541. Again, that is 954-964-3541. If you don't have something where you can write that down right away, you know you can go to knowthename.com. Go to the schedule page, click on Thursday's call-in show, and it's got all of Jill's information right there for you so that you can just look it up really easily and then have it when you do have something to write down. We have a slew of emails that came in for you, Jill. First, I want to give the number out again. Call-in is 888-627-6008. The first email that came in for you, it came in, and I don't know, do you need the full person's name? Okay, so her name was Susan Klopstein, and she said that her nephew Brian just passed away recently and was wondering if there's any messages or anything she should know.
Klopstein. Like, that's probably why we were, that's why, you know, she, you know, I may have felt to bring that up about messages, you know, and about the soul leaves the body and heaven is right next to you. And she should pay attention to her dreams because he comes in her dreams and not to be sad all the time. He comes in her dreams and he's with the grandfather above.
Okay. Oh, okay. She'll be happy to hear that he's not alone.
Yeah, he's not by him.
Is anybody ever really alone on the other side? I can't imagine that, but I thought I'd ask.
No, I just got through doing a radio show, and this person comes from a family that I gave a reading to like 20 years ago called into the radio that I was on. And I was like, honestly, I can't wait to get there because they're all sitting at a table eating amazing Italian food, and I can't wait till it's my turn one day. So at least I'll know I'll be fed well.
And I want to know, is all the food calorie less up there?
Oh, no, it's better. I can't wait to be with this family because they made the best men of God and the best baked ziti and the best, oh, my God, everything you can imagine, homemade. They made the noodles homemade. And they're all eating and they're all enjoying and they're having good. And whoever, you know, was not well while they were here, they're pure. They're back to healthy again when they go above or beside you, I'll say. And I want to say another thing. Some people say, well, you know, Jill, you know, I wasn't talking. You know, this person wasn't nice to me, and I didn't get to say goodbye. Well, you can always say goodbye. You know, you say it out loud. They hear you, you know. And also, that if somebody was not so wonderful, because there are some people that had some mothers out there or some fathers or brothers or sisters or aunts or relatives that were not so wonderful, I'll say, when they go to heaven, heaven is all love. And they do more for you from beside you than they did for you while they were here. But that child is with so many beautiful people right now. There's like four, and I believe there was a miscarriage of a child that's he's with too. That the child he's with another child that's up there.
Wonderful. I'm sure she'll be very pleased when she gets to hear that.
Wait, you're breaking up again. I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah. I'm here. The next email says. Just a second. Don, can you have her hear us or how that's going?
Yeah. No, now it's good. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Mercury retrograde. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking all day today. And I thought, oh, we're not even in one and it feels like one. Right. The next email was literally from a man named Bill Trodlier. His birthday is 7/11/19, and he's been having problems with his eye, and he was wondering if it's ever going to get better or what you could tell him about that.
He needs to get surgery. I don't see it getting better. He needs to get surgery. So he needs to go over and get it done. Stop procrastinating. going and getting the surgery. Some people don't want to get surgery, and you're never too young to get surgery. I have a woman right now who a girl called into my radio show, and her mother's 88 years old, and she's getting a cataract, and I said, you're going to need both of them done. She's going to need both, and she is. She has to get both done. They're starting with one. So he needs to get that. He needs to get surgery.
Okay, and then he had a second quickie question, and that was, do you see any, his daughter just recently got married, and he was wondering, how soon does he get to be a grandpa?
ASAP, within the next 3 months. We'll be hearing, well, you'll be hearing about it.
Well, he will be absolutely.
So a little girl, and then a little boy. Usually it's a little boy and a little girl, you know? I see a little girl and then a little boy.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay.
And tell him, what year is he born? What year is he born?
I had it down as 19, but I know I wrote it wrong because nobody's born in 19.
He's had a very, very long life, so he'll be growing with this child.
Oh, he will be so delighted.
But I do want him to stay away from sugar. Sugar's not good for him, okay?
Okay. Well, I know that he always listens to the shows when they're over, so I'm sure he'll be delighted to hear that. The next one is, they just gave me birth dates because they want to retain their privacy. And she is born on 10-10-1981, and he was born on 7-6-1983, and was wondering.
Wait, he's born 10-10-1981, and she's born 7, he's born 7 what?
6-1983.
Okay.
And they were wondering what they need to do to help the relationship improve, and if they will end up staying together, if they can get through this patch.
What they need to do is they need to start doing date nights again. They're letting this relationship is like just there. You know, it's not, you know, they love each other. And I believe you could rekindle what you've had in the beginning. And it's called communication. They lack communication, the passion, and the date nights, you know. So, you know, and this goes out to all your listeners. Whoever is in a relationship, and if you're married or you're just dating someone or if you're engaged, you never let that go. You always have to bring something, the passion. You have to bring something into that relationship to make it flourish. And even if you're going through bad times, something could, you know, go on a date again. Make like you first met. Bring that love back together because there is love here. These two, there is love.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that. I've heard them say, you know, I love you most of the time to each other.
No, but communicating. They need to maybe go on a trip alone. And, you know, even if you go, like if you can't afford a trip, you know, far away, go rent a hotel room and fill a bath up with bubbles and put the rose petals and bring that love back together, you know. And I always say, just say yes. Just say yes. You can't go wrong, right?
Right, exactly. You know, wouldn't that be just wonderful? And, you know, that's really good suggestions for everybody.
Just say yes. You know, why argue over something that you're not going to win, right? Why argue? And sometimes it's good to just, you know, it's good to vent, but go outside, just blow your steam off, because why fight? I hear so many, I've dealt with so many relationships since I was a child with people. And then they bring that argument into the next day. Let it go. Start the next day fresh. Let it go. Sometimes you just let things go. It's not worth bringing into the following day. And that's
right.
My recommendation.
Well, and I always heard my parents say, we'll never go to bed angry. And yet sometimes they pull all-nighters because they were not going to go to bed and they hadn't resolved anything.
you know, laughter. Whenever I would get upset with my husband, I'd start laughing 2 minutes later. So we can never stay in an argument, I swear to God. You know?
I used to do that to my kids.
You know, it's true. My kids, too. You know, I can't get mad at them. I laugh, right? I love my kids. I love them. They're my life. And I love my animals. But, you know, what I say with relationships, do not bring that into the following day. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Some things, it's not worth arguing over. Just let it go. Release it.
Okay.
Release it.
I want to slide this one in. We only have like a minute and a half left, Jill. But Alexis Ray is attempting to get a new TV show off the ground and to sell it to Netflix. It's a type of reality consultation show.
I love it.
And she wants to know, do you see her being successful?
I just said I love it. Love it. There'll be more than one series. I love it.
Yay.
Okay.
Right.
So, Alexis, don't feel bad if you get turned down the first time. The second time, you won't. I love it. Continue with it. I really do love it.
Okay, great. She'll love to hear that. Jill, thank you so much for being with us. Again, I want to give out your phone number. It's 954-964-3541, 954-964-3541. If you would like to make an appointment with Jill, I have had readings with her. They are absolutely awesome and filled with details. You notice how fast she gets her answers. Absolutely worth it. And
also,
again, her website.
I want to say one thing. Tell the left this way, there's something with Hawaii, too. Do you remember that? I don't know. I keep seeing Hawaii. So remember that. That could be something future-wise. Okay?
Okay. Is that for her? For Alexis?
That's for Alexis.
Okay. I will so let her know. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and for listening. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host for Know the Name, Know the Answers. And next week, we will be back again. Look for the newsletter to see who the guest is. It's another wonderful opportunity for you. Thank you, everyone, and good night.